This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1 hour away from the big one each day at 1 o'clock. Today, the big one, a big interview. Max Scherzer of the Nationals on Grant and Danny for his regular every homestand appointment with us exclusively right here on G&D. 12-18, we talked a lot in the final hour of the show yesterday about Vontaze Burfict's five-game suspension. Would it be reduced? Well, we now know that it has been down to three games. So we'll update that convo coming up in a few minutes. Let's kick off our Beltway Blitz ahead of the Nats and maybe some college football. Chris Russell covers the Redskins and provides insight for us here on 106.7 The Fan. Slashy, the Nate Sudfeld Show tonight. What are you expecting from the boys in burgundy and gold?
Well, I mean, I think he'll play reasonably well, right? He's going against third and fourth stringers, maybe some second stringers early on. I think they'll run the ball effectively between Mac Brown, Matt Jones, get those guys some looks, especially trying up Matt Jones' trade value. And I like what you said earlier about Matt Jones, by the way, with the screens. I don't think they used him well enough, Matt. I don't think they used running back screens well enough, period. But whatever. As far as Sudfeld goes, I know everybody's talking about the roster spots. And, guys, I go back and forth on this. I know you're dead set against it. Here's my only problem. If you whack him, I don't think he's getting through to the practice squad, quarterback star of the league. Then you've got to find somebody young, preferably, on the scrap heaps to stash on the practice squad. Worst case scenario, though, is say something happens to Kirk week one, week two, week three, whatever it is. Does that young quarterback that you just brought into your building know the system to be the backup quarterback to Colt McCoy? I don't think so.
Russell, you think somebody would sign him to their 53-man roster as a third quarterback?
And the season's over anyway.
Based on what?
Because it's a quarterback-starved league.
Yeah, there have been eight guys drafted in the sixth round in the last couple of years. He's done nothing in the preseason.
I understand that, but all it takes is one of 31 other teams. It's a risk. What I'm saying is I totally understand your argument, and I have made the same argument as well this year more than I did last year when I wasn't ready to give up on him. What I'm saying is it's a major risk to get a quarterback in his size that was drafted and developed by a quote-unquote quarterback guru and Jay Gruden, by the way, Sean McVay as well, to get him through to the practice squad. That's all I'm saying. And you have to have a third quarterback in the building. You have to.
I would say it's the least risky move of all time, but I like where your head's at on this, Russell. For guys tonight, who's got the most on the line? Who could play them, instead of the positive way, which I've kind of asked all morning long, who could play themselves out of a spot tonight?
That's a great question. I guess you could say, because I think he's going to play, Terrell McClain. Nico Marley, I don't think, is going to make the roster, but I think it could further cement that. Maybe you don't even put him on the practice squad just simply because of size and because he might be overmatched at this level in terms of that. I guess Maurice Harris could, one way or the other, kind of maybe solidify his spot, at least on a practice squad eligibility type thing, and I think he still qualifies for that. I know he was on the roster last year. I know he played in some games. But, can you take Maurice Harris even over, again, the Ryan Grants and the Josh Doctson and the Brian Quicks of the world? Maybe Brian Quick, because he dropped that touchdown in the back part of the end zone last week. If they're really dissatisfied with him, which I don't think they are, maybe that's a guy with a bad game tonight that doesn't find a home here in Washington.
Thank you, Slashy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Let's talk baseball. Byron Kerr, MassinSports.com, pre and post, Masson Television. Byron, how about Strauss yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of amazing starts, Grant, in his career, but nine innings of 110 pitches, a little over 12 pitches per inning, completely shutting down a lineup that includes Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, Marcelo Zuna, Derek Dietrich. I mean, that was pretty impressive all the way around, and his pitch efficiency is getting to be the best of his career. He mentioned it after the game, guys, that you know, his fastball was always that strikeout pitch, but the fact that he's using his curve a lot more, using his changeup a lot more, and sprinkling in the slider, not as much as he used to, I think was a big key yesterday. And the fact that he came into, you know, San Diego State and came into major leagues always about that fastball, and now realizing, you know, I don't have to kill everybody. I have some significant movement on my other pitches and some speed change on that changeup that is going to help him a lot to be strong for October 6th and 7th.
Byron, they're rolling, and this isn't a complaint here, just kind of noticing. Mike Leigh Taylor looks like he's scuffling a little bit after coming back from injury. The gains that we had when he was kind of rolling, which is, you know, swinging at strikes, have kind of gone away. He's waving at that slider in the opposite batter's box an awful lot now. Just speak to his comfort.
That is something that has bothered him for his career. He's had moments, as you said, when he gets out of it and he looks like the center fielder that they require after Adam Eaton went down. He has such a good defensive arm and can make so much range in center field that is key defensively. But those pitches are major league pitchers' ideas of how to get him out, and they know how to do it. So he has to be very careful with that and go through his approach, break it down a little bit more, and get back to where he was at the beginning of the season. Fortunately, if they can get Brian Goodwin back healthy, they do have a good backup at that position. But, yeah, absolutely. The center field position is something that Mike Rizzo was worried about from the beginning of the year and wanted to make sure that they could get that leadoff spot. Now, Taylor is not that solution. It was supposed to be Adam Eaton. But still, it's a very important part of that lineup, and they don't want to have any part of that lineup to be weak if they're going to face a team like the Cubs or the Dodgers who have all those options. And so Taylor has to get right, and for him, it's just about breaking down his approach and slowing it down a little bit, being very methodical and hopefully not biting on those bad sliders.
Byron, always insightful. Thank you, buddy. Good catching up.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
We're going blitzing. Let's dabble down to the college ranks, talk a little Maryland sports. Roman Stubbs, Washington Post, covers Maryland athletics. They kick off their college football season. It's here. Saturday at noon, they've got Texas. They're 18.5-point dogs. Roman, what kind of game should we expect?
Well, obviously, Maryland's going in as a heavy underdog, and I don't think there's a ton of expectation around the program for them to pull the upset. But I think that they're really confident that they can be really competitive in this game. You know, I think if you look across the roster, you know, a year ago, they were so young. They still are young, but there's a lot of experience. A lot of the young players a year ago now have a year under their belt. And I think that's going to matter. I think that the big thing is can they establish the run? That running game was so good a year ago. It was kind of, you know, kind of the centerpiece of that offense. And obviously, I think that's something Texas will key on. I don't think the fan base or the people around the program are expecting a lot of this game. It's a really tough game, Tom Herman's first game at Texas. I think within the program, I think they're pretty confident they had a good summer and that they can play well down there.
Roman, the two scenarios here, let's bookend this thing. Let's say they come out and play well, win, lose, whatever, but it's close. How much would that mean? And then the other side is, what if they get woodshedded? What if it's really, really, really bad? As maybe some people are kind of expecting and fearing, what is that going to mean going forward?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first one is, I think that's going to be a theme all year. I mean, last year they had 6 wins against, you know, kind of a mediocre schedule. You know, they beat Michigan State, what have you, but, you know, against Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, they got beat by a combined margin of 159-20. And I think that's going to be a theme this year, starting with Texas, is, can they kind of close the gap against these major programs? You know, obviously it'll be more prevalent in the Big Ten, but this will be an opportunity to get the top 25 team to do that as well. And then I think if they get blown out, I think, you know, if they don't get good quarterback play, if they kind of look shoddy on defense, I think obviously they're going to have to go back to, you know, the drawing board in terms of their personnel there's not a lot to. I think they're playing their best players now, obviously, and they're kind of tinkering with things. But, you know, as I said, I don't think the expectation from a lot of people is that they will pull this upset. But if they have to, you know, go back to the drawing board, they will and you know, try to get 2 wins in non-conference and then prepare for the Big Ten season.
What's the expectation from a record standpoint with 12 games this year?
You know, I've heard a lot of different projections, obviously. I think 4 to 5 wins would be really realistic. But, going back to what I was saying earlier, just I think there's a real possibility that this team could be a lot better than they were a year ago, just a lot better aesthetically watching them in just kind of making strides this year and still maybe have less wins. You know, they could win 3 or 4 games and be a better team overall. Obviously, Durkin is setting this team up for the long game. He's recruiting a lot better. The roster's been upgraded with a lot of young talent. But, you know, it's going to be a couple years before we see that all kind of materialize. So this year, I think, again, is can they kind of close the gap and be a little bit more competitive against those bigger teams? And can they find a way to win games against teams with comparable rosters, you know, Indiana, Rutgers, Northwestern, maybe even Minnesota? I think all those games will determine if they can get to 6 wins and possibly another bowl.
Roman, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate the info.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
We'll see you.
Read Roman's work in the Washington Post on Maryland Sports. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Vontaze Burfict, 5-game suspension, knocked down to 3, what the NFL ruled on the troubled linebacker. Next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.